Tomasz Gavrilovich is the owner of Bric-a-Brac, a Prague antique shop known for its thousands of items crammed into two small stores right off of Old Town Square. Serbian-born Gavrilovich and his Croatian wife Sonja moved to the Czech Republic in 1991 from Yugoslavia, when their country was on the brink of a civil war. After selling antique plates on Charles Bridge, Mr. Gavrilovich opened his first store, which has now been in business for 16 years. When we spoke in his shop, we sat surrounded by typewriters, paintings, and toys, as he told me the story of how the idea for Bric-a-Brac first came about.
Accidentally, it was not called Bric-a-Brac. It was not what you see now. It was in a little shop just around the corner. I was trying and selling clothes that my wife manufactured because we had to do something during the first and the second year. I bought a lot of these collectibles. And then I had an idea when a couple comes in a shop with clothing, for example, me and my wife. After 10 minutes, I'm bored. I want to go out. And so I put on display my toys for male part of the visitors. While women, I'm trying to convince them to buy what Sonja made. They would play with my toys. And it was not for sale. It was just on show. And then slowly it evolved.
So do you go out and find everything on your own? Or do you have employees or a team of people that goes out and looks for these kinds of things?
No employees. I had young people selling, and I would go, only me. I would go around and scout for things and buy. And as you can see, I overdid it. I have so much stuff.
How many things would you estimate do you think you have?
I have no clue. Recently, I asked myself how many things, and then I started counting, and I have 150 vases and about the same number of paintings and about the same number of sculptures, either bronze or porcelain, maybe 50 lamps. And so then I stopped counting.
What is the price range, would you say, for the items in the store? What would be among the least expensive items and what would be the most expensive?
Well, least expensive postcards, they range from 200 to 900 crowns. Depend what's there, how old, and then goes through shot glasses around 500 crowns if they're nicely cut and from the 20s, 30s. Then goes through lamps, table lamps, 5, 6, 7 thousand. And then it goes to the most expensive item, which is the chandelier there, bronze from brick of 19th to 20th century. And it took me a week to put it together.
And how much is the chandelier?
200,000 crowns, roughly $10,000.
They say that one man's trash is another man's treasure. Do you
Precisely.
Agree with that? Is everything here?
I do. I do, in a sense that I see probably half of what I have, I'm never going to be able to sell because it's basically trash that I treasure very much. Well, I have things that for 10 years no one asked how much is this or simply no interest. But one's person's trash is someone's treasure.
Is it ever difficult to part with an item when somebody wants to buy?
In beginning, yes. In beginning, as I told you, I declined to sell anything. And then what happened, in fact, that someone broke to the store and they stole my collection, and that was really blow. But it gave me a lesson that these are just things. One shouldn't connect so much to the things. So I let it go. Yeah, some things I like to keep for a while. It's like a talking point, or some things I don't know what they are. So I keep them for a while until I learn what it is, or to learn more about it. Or some things I take home for a year, two, three, five, then it comes back to shop. And it gives me pleasure that I can enjoy much more things at home too. But you can imagine then we have a lot at home. And then Sonja says every once in a while, she says that she wants to live Japanese, nothing, empty.
Would you say that your business has been affected by the bad economy and the crisis?
Well, like any other, for sure, yes. But I've noticed decline is older than this now. Finance, monetary crunch and whatever is happening in the last half a year. It's simply change in what people look for. Times are changing. People don't want to be to have too much clutter around. Or eBay. Before, I don't know, 10 years ago, I would sell a typewriting machine weekly or two a day. And now it's 2 a month, because who's going to carry a typewriting machine to Mexico?
Why are these items important to you personally?
Maybe I didn't have them when I was a kid. We were poor. And then I was reading a lot about things that I've never seen. I imagined them, and then I came across plenty of it. One learns, you take the thing in your hand, and then you look at it, examine it, think about who made it, when, why. Interesting.
Would you say that all of these items have stories behind them? Like, when you're looking for them, do you look for their histories and their stories?
Of course, yes, yes. I buy a teapot, and it's beautiful, but it's even better if it has at least a letter or two, because that helps me prove my guessing. I guess it is 1930s. I guess it was made locally, but I can't prove it. But if I see there a little bear, upstanding bear, oh yes, it's Behrendorf. I know there is, on Psikope, there is a Behrendorf building. It's the Bohemian German family that lived in Prague and had factory, and they made this and that. And well, it gives me pleasure to examine things.
People who come into the store seem to marvel at the amount of things there are, and they're so intrigued by everything. Why do you think people are so interested in buying these old items?
Maybe one of the reasons is because Prague became too tourist-oriented, and a lot of shops with, I don't know, just souvenirs and brand new T-shirts, cups, mugs. And this is authentic. It's old, interesting. And besides, I mean, I spent really 15 years collecting this, and very diligently, every morning, weekends, going to markets, you know, early morning, night, with lamp and the snow, rain, no matter what. And then daytime, I would go through other shops and local auctions. There would be a lot of stuff I buy.
What is your hope for the store's future, its items, and for the customers that come in here?
That is the question I'm asking myself very, very often. It's not glorious. I mean, I don't see it. I had a good 10, 15 years from both aspects. One is finding good stuff, and the other selling good part of it, because I make my living. You know, not only me, but two other guys working for me, their families, and now it's sort of slow. This is stuff that one can live without. So less people coming to Prague, and those who come, they spend less money. What I would like, I'll tell you now what I would like. I would like to put this stuff in a huge container or two and go somewhere. Warmer climate near the sea somewhere, buy a barn, put the stuff in a barn, and then sell or no sell. Yeah, that's what I would like.